Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to a new episode of the Phoenix MMA podcast. I apologize. My voice is a bit raspy. I guess just have been yelling a lot while teaching and working security. So sorry the voice is out, but this is going to be a really short podcast episode. It's just a random thing that I've thought about in the past when it comes to doing jiu-jitsu. And this might just be just a random thought that's a kind of a cool thing, but if you've just started training, you might notice this, or you, now that you've been training for a little bit of time, you may start noticing this in your life. It's one of the positive benefits that that people express when they start training in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So if you just started and you're not hitting this yet, it's something to look forward to. And if you're hitting it, it's a cool byproduct. So it's kind of like if you go and lift weights, there's hormonal bonuses that happen. There's psychological bonuses that happen. Not only does your body, you start having a better body composition, but there's some other things that sometimes people don't know about. But this is one of them. But cool little thing. The title, I think I'm going to title this. I don't even know yet. I'm driving right now. I think I'm going to title this one the importance of having art in your life. And that could be painting art or music, etc. On this one, I say art, like an art that you practice in your life. Like practicing an art in your life, I think, is a really important thing. I think that people in the past used to do it more. I think it was more of a, now it depends culture by culture, but I think there was a little bit more of it in the past, even if it was, planting food or hunting or if it was actually even traditional samurai practicing in jiu-jitsu and practicing their bow, etc., or taking hours and hours on calligraphy or learning an instrument, etc. I think people used to do it more in the past. I think we do it less, maybe a little bit less now, because some of the little positive bumps that you get from doing a practice, you can get a smaller, shorter, like quicker dose of it, that little the positive effect that you get from it, you can get that from video games and TV shows, and it's quicker, but it doesn't feel as good. It's not as good, from what I can tell. I don't think it's as good for your life and your overall family and your psychology and overall just well-being. But it's so easy. All you have to do is turn on Netflix, or you just turn on a video game, and it's guaranteed and it's easy. You don't have to leave your house or do anything. But I don't think the quality's as good. I think that might be why we do, we have less people that seem to be active just in different, practicing an actual art. So taking a lot of time, but people that train jiu-jitsu or do anything and they really seek mastery in it, we'll talk about this, this positive feeling that you get when you get done training, or the fact that you start getting better. But this is like, I'm trying to make it a practical argument or whatever. So if you had someone that was on the fence trying to do jiu-jitsu or learn Muay Thai or learn how to box, or maybe you could send them this podcast, and maybe it'll stick, maybe it won't. But one of the positive things is a lot of people think that, like, if you open up an MMA gym or jiu-jitsu gym or Muay Thai gym, something like that, they think all you're going to do is just do jiu-jitsu and box and wrestle and Muay Thai and all these things. You still need to practice your art. You're not just doing that. Realistic, if you're not a professional athlete, now, if you're going to be a professional athlete, you're on a completely different wavelength. But it's still a good thing for the athlete to listen to this podcast. But you're on a different path. Everybody's on different paths depending on career path. I think you could argue that it helps your profession if you practice an art consistently. Whether you're a doctor, a police officer, nurse, just pick any profession. Because what happens oftentimes is when you first start a profession, you're razor sharp, you're very motivated, you're very inspired, you have like a kind of youthful exuberance about you, and some of that is actual youth, and then some of it is just something that happens naturally where there's some effect, I don't know exactly what it is, but when you start learning a new skill, it almost makes you kind of feel like a child again. It makes you feel younger, being like stumbling and kind of being uncomfortable and your brain having to figure it out. Now, I have no idea. I don't know if it's actually creating, I think it's called brain-derived growth factor. I don't know if it's creating that. I don't know if it's creating that, if that's what's giving that sensation, if it's a combination of different things like oxytocin from being around like a group of friends, and also, you know, you're getting like maybe a testosterone like uptick or something from like straining difficult, and you're getting an endorphin rush as well from doing the hard cardio. You know, it might be that, but there's also another part, there's another piece, I just don't know what it is. I'm trying not to sound too stupid with it. But yeah, there's almost like a, everybody that starts training, once they really get into it, they start feeling, like, it's almost like you feel younger. You're not younger. You know, you still get sore. You gotta be smart with yourself and stuff, but you kind of get a little pop of energy, and kind of youthfulness. And then, what happens is, you know, as you're training Muay Thai or kickboxing or boxing or jiu-jitsu, the discipline, the things that you're getting in class when you're learning, they translate directly to your career and your job. This is the part I was going to say, like, yeah, I have a gym and train competitors and fighters and students all the time and train and compete myself. But my profession's being a gym owner. My profession's being an entrepreneur. And I've even done that as well, where part of why I get this podcast is I think of stuff that I had to learn the hard way, but you know, we all have to have a profession. We all have to, the professional athlete's doing it as well. But we all have to, you know, contribute to society in some way, you know, in a positive way. And that's how, like, society, anyway, we all run, and you feel good when you contribute something positive as well. So not complaining about working at all and not complaining about the entrepreneur side. But what happens is the practice in art, gives you that kind of little pop of energy and kind of youthful exuberance. And then, and you start to learn how to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or any martial art, boxing, kickboxing. You have to take a lot of life lessons, and you have to act them out, not just say them, not just, you know, speak them out loud, not just think about them, but you have to act them out. To be successful, you know, that's drilling, that's focus, that's coming in on days that you maybe don't feel like coming in, or your body's just sore, drilling, sparring with difficult partners, i.e. taking on difficult problems and tasks and projects, so that it forces you to grow, so you become better and better, and you don't just stay in your comfort zone. So you start doing this in jiu-jitsu class, and then what happens is with your profession, you'll get a pop as well, or it will start to, good behaviors bleed over, I think, into other parts of your life. So it starts bleeding over into other parts of your life, and it starts bleeding over into your profession. And you definitely want to be good. You want to be good at your profession, not just because it's how you rely on making your income, but also, you know, your profession, ideally you're doing something good for the surrounding community, the community. And also it feels good to do a good job as well, to be productive and do a good job and contribute to something feels really good. And also if you're helping other people, or you're providing a valuable service for people, then that is something that you can take pride in and help the rest of the world out while you're doing a good job. Anyway, I just noticed that that happens sometimes. You know, you kind of get into a lull professionally, and then jiu-jitsu seems to be a little bump that helps people out with that. And then so then that's another big piece of your that life that helps out with well-being. And you still, you know, family's a huge part. So you got, I'm not going to talk about the family thing. I need somebody more qualified, but don't forget about your family life either, stuff. But jiu-jitsu, at least I've noticed that practicing art consistently will end up helping you with your profession. It bleeds over. It maybe takes some time. And if you're in a mentally deconditioned state, what I mean by that is, when it comes to, consistency and, being able to grind, just know, like, you're it's like building conditioning. Like, it takes a long time to build up championship cardio. It takes a long time of consistent work. And what happens is you fall off, or if you get on a diet, it takes time to, you know, people don't usually hit their diet and hit their thing very first shot. You keep getting closer and closer. You think about cigarette smokers, most people don't quit the very first time, but every time that you keep attempting, you get better. And then eventually it does become a habit. So yeah, help you out. Anyway, just random podcast. So yeah, if you're getting that that positive little thing helping you out with your profession from jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai, kudos to you. Good stuff. And you know, maybe share this with somebody else that is thinking about training or something like that. And I think I'm actually going to do two podcasts this weekend. This is just a short, quick one. But the next one, I'm trying to try this one. I actually got to take some time and I got to think it out. But it should be a good episode. I'm going to try to get that in tomorrow. So try to get that episode recorded in tomorrow. Until then, enjoy your sunny Saturday. And yeah, if you are going out St. Patrick's Day, just be safe, Uber, all that good stuff, or you know, a friend, something like that. But yeah, hopefully I have a podcast tomorrow. Another one tomorrow's will be a heavy one. Be a heavy one. Be a cool one. All right, cool. Hopefully you liked it. See ya. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.